I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Now, those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 12, looking at verse 7 and 8. They read, "Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons." The writer wants to help the Hebrews that he's writing to understand the significance of the suffering they're going through, that it's not all negative, that there is a good purpose in much of it. Uncomfortable it may be, and yet God has a hand in this, for he is training us. The word discipline, of course, is sometimes seen only in a negative term, in terms of punishment, and sometimes that's the case, but also is to do with training. And surely God is training us. He is always training us. He's training us to be more useful to him. He's training us so that we grow closer to him. And for that reason, we should be joyful, because God is at work, and joyful because it shows that we are truly his children, his sons and daughters. Of course, in that culture, in that day, illegitimate children were neglected. They would have received probably almost no education at all, since they couldn't legally inherit anything. The legitimate children would have received all the investment of time, attention, and money. If we are not being disciplined by God, it might indicate, well, that we're not truly his children. But when we do receive his discipline, it indicates that he truly cares, because he's investing in us. Spoilt children and ignored children are a nightmare for parents and for society. And God wants to prevent that. He doesn't want us, his children, to be spoilt. He wants us to be disciplined so that we can be constructive in our society and helpful in the kingdom. God trains us through all of our lives. He's never not involved. And he teaches us through all kinds of people, secular and spiritual. He's working in every situation. God causes or allows all things. There's nothing off his grid. In what area is God training you right now? In what area is he disciplining you? One time I was discussing this with a friend, and he said, well, where does it hurt? Where does it hurt right now? That might be the very place where God is training you. Of course, perseverance is easier through this discipline when we can see the end, and when we can see that the end is better. And that's why we look to Jesus, because we're moving towards him. We are growing to become more like him. And that surely helps us to have a positive attitude, as God consistently disciplines us. Of course, he doesn't brood on our faults, but he does act on them. He doesn't keep reminding us of our faults. It's more, I think, our own mind that does that. And yet, he will help us to grow. Our suffering can help lead us to repentance and to a deeper relationship with God. Psalm 119 has a lot about this, but here are three verses. Verse 67, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word." Verse 71, "It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees." And verse 75, "I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me." Well, discipline is never easy and never comfortable. And yet it is a sign of our true sonship or daughtership of God. We can rejoice in that, because God has a good purpose in all these things. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 9. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, just type MCCX into the search bar and look under podcasts, and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.